Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out. Oh.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once-weekly Ozempic. In a study with Ozempic, a majority of adults lowered their blood sugar and reached an A1C of less than 7 and maintained it.
Oh, wow.
Under 7.
And you may lose
what
weight.
What does 7 mean? I'm a 67, bro.
Adults lost on average up to 12 pounds.
12 pounds in a year? A pound a month?
A two-year study showed that Ozempic does not increase the risk of major cardiovascular events like heart attack, stroke, or death.
Well, that's good. Oh, I don't want to die.
Increase risk.
Ozempic no risk of death. First medicine for treating diabetes or for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Do not share needles or pens.
Don't share needles. Them. Oh, this is an ad for stupid people. I didn't know I couldn't share needles with people.
Thyroid cancer, multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, or if you are allergic to Ozempic.
Did you get all that?
Stop taking Ozempic and get medical help right away if you
God,
get
these medical ads are all the same.
Severe stomach pain, itching, rash, or trouble breathing.
Oh, serious if you can't
side
breathe.
Effects may happen, including pancreatitis. Tell your doctor if you have diabetic retinopathy or vision changes.
Take if you go blind. If you go blind, call your doctor, just in case you didn't know.
For low blood sugar. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and
constipation. Oh, perfect.
Some
I love shitting my pants while I try to lose weight.
Which may worsen kidney
Wouldn't problems. That help with losing weight?
I discovered the potential with Ozempic.
I first noticed Ozempic when I was watching the Super Bowl last year with all my boys, watching the Eagles play the Chiefs, and all I saw were Ozempic ads. Now, you have to remember, the Super Bowl has the most expensive advertising in the world. The 30-second slot is, what is it, $13 or $14 million? They had three or four different commercials, which means they were spending upwards of $40 to $45 million on a drug. And not only is this drug commercial, have you heard of Ozempic? Not only was it weird, it was just really omnipresent. And it felt like they were shoving it down our throats like Farquaad on a French duck. Like we're going to get served up. And that's why I'm making this episode, because I'm a bit sus. I'm a bit sus of this brand. Suspicious, if you will, about what is Ozempic. Why is it everywhere? Why are people taking it? It's working. Why is this a magical drug? And what are the implications for our health? I'm always a little bit dubious. I feel like they just kind of rose up too fast. But there's been more than 4,000 style Ozempic style drug ads running on Instagram and on Facebook. And I think a lot of people are a little bit wary, especially when you see people who have never been able to lose weight suddenly looking like prima donnas, looking like Michael Phelps after about 6 months to a year of taking Ozempic. Now, Ozempic isn't cheap, right? And I'm going to talk about a little bit what the drug is here in a second. But anybody who has money to spend $1,300 a month for injections of a diabetes drug for weight loss, it has a lot of disposable income, and they're the target market, right? It just goes to show you that the reason why there's so much money behind this beyond my more sinister ideas is people want to lose weight. People want to look sexy. People want to look good, right? Look good, feel good, play good. That's what we used to say when we were playing football, right? And if you don't look good, you're not going to feel good. If you don't feel good, you're not going to play good. If you don't play good, you're not going to make any money. Now, there's a lot of fat people making money, but that doesn't change the fact that people just don't want to look sexy, right? People are trying to get laid out there. And I totally get it, right? We might be headed into World War III. You might need someone to keep you warm. So let's get into this Ozempic shit. Because if weight loss is the new religion, then hey, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha, get out of the way. We just found a new God. And it starts with an O and it ends with a C. Semiglutide. That is what the drug is called. And it mimics glucagon like peptide 1. This is the science, okay? Bro science, all right? Do you even lift, bro? We're talking about what Ozempic does and why it helps people. So it's actually marketed as a type 2 diabetes drug. But as many of you know, and as I know quite well because my dad was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, because of his lifestyle, he wasn't a type 1. Type 1 means you're born with it. Type 2 means you've made really bad decisions over the course of time. Most of the time it's like that. There's some odd cases where it's not actually all the person's
actions that caused it, but you become insulin resistant, right? And then when you become insulin resistant, your insulin doesn't fire anymore, and then sugar is just running free, baby. It's like a Harley on the open road there. Sugar on the arteries and on the veins of your bloodstream, just coursing through them veins, uninterrupted, unencumbered, life on the highway, freedom. Freedom for that sugar when you don't have insulin in your blood. What is the kind of cause of this? Well, it's the grazing, it's the eating, it's the amount of sugar in your diet, right? Not just sugar, because everything gets converted to sugar in your body once it's digested and transferred into your lower intestine, or your upper intestine by way of your liver. All carbs get converted into sugar, right? So fats, proteins, they don't get converted into sugar, they get converted into fats and protein, muscle building, things for your lymphatic system, all those different kinds of things. But carbs, which is what a lot of people rely on for energy, above the baseline, which you need for your brain to work and all this kind of stuff, you are not going to need a lot of carbs to operate, because your body can use fat. It's called ketosis. But a lot of people in the Western world, especially in the last 67 years, has found it totally necessary to eat from sunup to sundown, regardless of what's going on or where they're at, grazing, eating. We almost eat like cows. And it's not just grass we're eating. We're eating all different kinds of shit. But back to what semaglutide is, which is the key component of Ozempic. So semaglutide is a, and I'm not a doctor, by the way, and I don't pretend to play one on a podcast. For your listening pleasure, my name is Akeem the Dream, Brown Sugar Supreme. So glucagon, like peptide, peptide 1 is just a signal in your gut that says, hey, you're full. Stop eating, bud. And for real, stop eating. Now, part of my amazement to this drug is that it's actually working, because that has never stopped anybody in the history of being fat, myself included. When I was full, I never stopped eating. Stop eating when you're full. I stop eating when I hate myself, when I literally cannot move, when I'm about to have a coma induced by food. That's when a lot of fat people stop, because it has to hurt first, not I'm full. So the fact that this drug is only telling them to be full before they stop eating is miraculous in and of itself. Thus, it's the new religion and the new god of the fat loss space. But it empties the stomach slower. It signals to your brain, right? That gut-brain channel highway that connects your gut to your brain. Actually, your gut is part of your brain, right? That's why they say eat more probiotics, because it's helping you have more gut bacteria so you can process things better. Anyways, have more enzymes for eating food. It empties the stomach slower, so it causes digestion. It causes your digestion to work like an Italian or French family, where they're eating 2 hours a day, right? I was in my French class with Larandre, and he was telling us about how French people eat dinner. And I was amazed, but not shocked, about the Mediterranean way of living, which is they eat for 2.5 hours a day. So if you divide that by three, what is that, 45 minutes per meal, something like that? When's the last time, not counting Thanksgiving, that you sat down for an hour and a half or for an hour with your family just to eat? It's probably maybe once or twice a year you do it, right? In France, they do it for 3 years. They do this every day. They eat like we eat at Thanksgiving every single day of the year in France and Italy. And I think that has something to do with their metabolism, right? I didn't look this up, but I would gander that, take a wild guess, that type 2 diabetes is not as high in France and Italy as it is in North America. But correlation, not causation, right? Anyways, so it does that. It empties your stomach slower because you're probably eating slower because you're getting full faster. And then it changes the neural makeup around appetite. So you don't get this appetite for sugar and salt and butter based on this, what this drug does. So, translation, you lose a shit ton of weight, because obviously if you're not stuffing your pie hole as much as you normally would, then you are going to have a lot more stores for not eating. And when you're not eating, you're not firing that insulin. And when you're not firing that insulin, you're becoming more insulin resistant. And when you become more insulin resistant, you are kind of preventing, if not slowing, the effects of type 2 diabetes, because your insulin is starting to fire again. Right? It's becoming more present in the body. Whereas you were abusing it before, now you're not. You went from using your insulin 10 times a day before Ozempic to once or twice a day with Ozempic. Gone are the days of grazing. Gone are the days of mindless snacking and nibbling. We are not in the forest like a deer, or in the prairie
like a cow. We eat like lions. I think we're closer to lions than we are to cows and deers, by the way we eat. Like lions, they'll do a big hunt, they chase it down, they eat it, they gorge, and then they don't eat for like 2 weeks. And then they eat again. I think we're somewhere between that and a cow, where a cow is like grazing all day. Because I feel like we are designed for big feasts and then not eating at all. Based on absolutely no science at all. This is just me pontificating. But why is this weight loss Ozempic shit? Why is it number one being used by people who are just losing to lose weight, looking to lose weight, but not necessarily diabetic? How is it working so fast, right? Like it's so effective because it's doing those three things, right? It's reducing your hunger, it's changing what you are interested in eating, and it's making you eat slower. But who knew? What if you just had willpower to do those things? Turns out we don't have any of that stuff. Weight loss is a big business. I don't know how many billions and trillions of dollars weight loss is, but from the Atkins to the bulletproof coffee to this and that, keto, everything. There's so many trends and fads that it almost like is a it's a market that is static, in the sense that if one person tries one of these fat loss programs, you know, it doesn't work, they'll just wait 2 years for Ozempic to come out. And once Ozempic has run out of steam, there'll be another person, because we have such a good lifestyle here in the West that you can get fat by accident and then just lose it. No problem, man. But glucagon-like peptide 1, GL1 for the purposes of this podcast, GL1 is a breakthrough for people who are actually diabetic, right? If you are an actual person suffering from type 2 diabetes, and all of a sudden you can find a drug that not only helps you lose weight, which is a big part of this, but actually make you more insulin resistant because you're not firing it all day because you're not as hungry. That's a huge thing. It's a big thing for my dad. I've always been trying to look for stuff for my dad that he could use to help with his insulin, because he has to take a needle up his butt. He has to inject insulin in because his insulin is not resistant, right? It doesn't work. So he has the people who have type 2 diabetes, once they get it, they still have to start taking insulin shots. And people who are type 1, they have to take insulin shots from the day they were born. So imagine not having to do that anymore. Huge, huge deal. The only thing is, the people who actually need this, who actually need Ozempic in this case, they're not able to use it, because people like celebrities who are just interested in losing 5 pounds and don't want to do the actual hard work and lifestyle change of losing the 5 pounds are instead taking Ozempic. And I've heard cases of them getting addicted to it, them like overdosing on Ozempic. Yeah, imagine like you're going to your booster juice, like, hey, I get a strawberry sunshine with a booster, Ozempic booster, right? Let's just get that off the top, bud, right? Give me some whey protein and Ozempic. So this whole thing about weight loss in the last 1,000 years, let's call it, was focused on the kind of food you eat or when you eat, but very little focus was placed on the hormones. The hormones of your insulin, the hormones of like things like ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone, melatonin. I think there is a reason why this drug is taking off, because it's actually taking advantage of manipulating our hormones instead of our appetites. Because our appetites, it's putting the cart before the horse if you think about the food before you think about the hormones that the food is impacting. For example, if you try to change your melatonin but never change your sleep schedule, I mean, you're taking pills for melatonin and for your circadian rhythm, and you're still going to sleep at the same time. It's like, no, you should change your sleep patterns first, and then if you need to supplement it, then you add it in after. And that's exactly what's going on with these hormones. The hormones impact what food you eat, and then what that food does to your body is like a symptom, not a cause. If this was not made for non-diabetic people, why are they going to it in droves? I'm talking, just type in Ozempic into any kind of social media platform. You will find 15 stories of people who are not diabetic, just dudes or chicks who are like, I need to lose 10 pounds and I don't want to use any other diet. Let me take the magic pill. The magic pill for 10 pounds has been on late night TV for decades. Decades. But now it's working. So let's buy it all. And they've run out, this company that makes it, Novo Nordisk. It's a company out of Denmark. They're making this drug and they've run out of supply. The demand has been so high that they've run out of this Ozempic drug. And I bet you they're going to raise the prices. But here's my thing with all this new stuff. And this kind of goes into a broader topic about just drugs in general, is I would wait 10 years
before you try anything that's brand spanking new. I think this drug's been on the market for 6 or 7 years, 5 or 6 years, 2018, 2019 is when it came out. They've been marketing it pretty hard, and anything that's aggressively marketed too, I'm a little bit nervous about. Because if they have to push it that hard, if they have to spend $45 million to get, and who is the prime demographic of people watching football games, right? Middle-aged people who are probably having a beer in their hand, eating some chips and nachos, watching the game. That's their demographic, right? Just the average American, average Canadian who's like eating chips, watching sports. Those people, maybe on average, aren't diabetic. But you know what's interesting about diabetes and being overweight? The rates of diabetes are at 4%. That's how much diabetes is increasing every year. So if there's let's say there's 100 people in North America with diabetes, next year there will be 104. That's a 4% increase. That's exactly what's happening with diabetes. Guess what the rate of obesity is? 2.3%. Let's just round it down for 2% to be accurate. Diabetes is outpacing overweightness as far as trending. Wouldn't you think that diabetes and obesity would be trending at the same time? In other words, wouldn't it make sense that the same amount of people who are diabetic are the same amount of people who are overweight? But that's not the case, because it turns out that you can be skinny fat. You can be a skinny, normal-looking person and still have type 2 diabetes. It just means that your body maybe genetically burns off the fat faster, but there's still excess sugar coursing through your veins. So that 2% gap reflects a number of people in North America who maybe don't use Ozempic for losing fat, but they do need it for decreasing their hunger, which is causing them to graze. And the grazing is not making them fat, but it is making them diabetic. So imagine that. Imagine being skinny and somewhat looking relatively healthy and fit and still being a diabetic. I think that's the best use case for this Ozempic stuff, because the reason I don't like it for weight loss, any weight loss, fat loss pill, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. The moment you need to actually pay for your mortgage or your rent and you can't buy your Ozempic treatment that month, guess what's going to happen? You're going to revert back to your old ways, because your instincts to eat all the extra stuff that you're eating before that was making you gain a bunch of weight is not going to change. Those instincts are still there. You have to change the instincts and the lifestyle in order to actually have a breakthrough with your health. Ozempic might be changing your desires, but it's not changing your thought process. A guy still might want to hook up with chicks, but he's not going to actually go out there and, be a whore. It's a bit of a different mentality, right? My experience with weight loss is the second I changed my mentality about this is not a diet, this is just the new way I eat, that's when I kept the weight off. It can't be a seasonal thing. It can't be like, oh, pumpkin pie is here, now it's gone, which I'm still pretty choked about, by the way. But as soon as it becomes a lifestyle change, then it will become permanent. The thing with this Ozempic thing is it's not a lifestyle change. It's a hack. You're hacking weight loss. And that will never, ever work. A lot of people, I've read this article on NBC or CNNBC, where they take Ozempic, then they stop taking it for whatever reason, supply shortages, or they run out of money or whatever, you fill in the blanks, and all of a sudden, boom, back to being unhealthy. So what was the point, right? What was the point of taking Ozempic in your booster juice shot? Maybe you should think about lifestyle change. Anything that is hard is worth it. Anything that makes you suffer is worth it. Anything that causes you to change and reflect and make a significant alteration to the way you live your life is positive and should be done. Having enough money to afford a drug that makes you not hungry anymore is not a good idea. especially if you're not diabetic. I tried looking up the company that makes this stuff, Novo Nordisk, and I was trying to see who pays for them, or who invested in them, or who owns the majority of their stock, and I couldn't find much information, because I'm very curious about the fact that, hey, how much of this company is owned by some big food company like Nestle or PepsiCo or something like that, where they're pulling the strings behind the background saying, hey, help people lose weight so that maybe they don't feel as guilty eating our products, or if they lose weight, then they'll feel a lot less guilty about eating our products and our sales will go up. What's it called? There used to be a movie called Rush Hour 2, and the whole theory in the movie was follow the rich white man. All you have to do is follow the rich white man. Follow who is making the most amount of money and most amount of investment from this product or service. Follow them all the way to its entirety, all the way to the end, and you'll find out
what the true motive of this company is. Because I kind of find it really strange that in North America, this new weight loss miracle is happening under our noses from a Danish company out of nowhere. And supposedly it's helping people. And don't get me wrong, I'm not super pessimistic about this to a fault. Like, I do appreciate any kind of innovations in science that can help us in the interim, right? Like, if you need to lose 20, 30 pounds and then you're going to change your mentality along the way and then maybe get off the drug and use something else, maybe that's a positive thing. If it helps blow up the logjam of the river of your health, let's call it, I'm all for it. But it just sounds like people are just giving up and going to drugs, right? What else is new, right? What else is new in the modern parlance? But insulin, I want you guys to do more research about insulin and think about how many times you're eating throughout the course of a day. Go to the doctors and get a blood test, see how much sugar's in there. See if you're a type 2 diabetic or if you're pre-diabetic, because that could also be a problem. But what is insulin, okay? Insulin is a naturally occurring hormone made by your pancreas that helps your body use sugar for energy. If your pancreas doesn't work as it should, it may not release the insulin you need to control your blood sugars, resulting in diabetes or diabetes. What does insulin do? Insulin moves glucose from your blood into cells all over your body. Think of insulin as the key that opens the doors to the cells in your body. So your cells of your body need glucose for energy, and the glucose is open by the key of insulin into that door. But anyways, what are your thoughts on magic drugs and insulin and all this kind of stuff? I think we should do a deep dive on it, on different kind of hormones, because a lot of our hormones are so fucked up. You know what? Speaking of addictions and hormones and stuff like that, I just realized I'm addicted to YouTube. And I think I'm going to try to take a break. No, I'm saying this right now on a Keem Stream show. I'm taking a break from YouTube in November. I'm not going to go on YouTube all of November. I'm saying it right here and right now because I'm addicted. I have issues. I have problems with YouTube. And it's messing me up. I left TikTok because of the reels, and I just find myself on the reels of YouTube. The algorithm has figured me out to a point where I can't not open it. So if you're listening to this and you're overweight or you're pre-diabetic, I'm not judging you. I can't stop watching YouTube. So we all have issues, is what I'm trying to say at the end of the day. But hopefully we can solve these issues by way of our own personal strength and perseverance and fortitude and providence. And we don't rely on magic drugs like Ozempic. All right? Get high on your own supply. Get high on life. And until next time.
Have you heard of Ozempic?